Fred Roby and all the DX Audio Service members. This is Harry Woolridge calling from the first of the month. I would like to report hearing an unusual station broadcasting on topics of radio and the radio hobby. Here is the sign-on which I recorded at 1900 hours GMT.
It's 1900 hours GMT. This is the DXAS. The DX Audio Service, transmitting on 19, 9.5, and 4.75 centimeters per second in the magnetically stored analog domain band. The DX Audio Service is transmitting with a power of 160 nanoWebers per meter, operating level. For QSL information on the DX Audio Service, contact the National Radio Club Publication Center at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. That's National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. The following program is in the English language. It's time now for the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Reference number 313 starts with these call letter changes. On 560 WEAZ, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania becomes WBEB. 730 WKMW, Madison, Alabama changes to WBBI. Two changes on 980, KFSO, Fresno, California becomes KEYQ, and KMZZ, Richfield, Minnesota changing to KRXK. On 990, WRMM, Rochester, New York becomes WCMF. On 1070, WKDR, Plattsburgh, New York changing to WNWX. 1080, WDJX, Louisville, Kentucky becomes WWSN. 1230 KDZA, Pueblo, Colorado. We reported this call letter change as KKPC last time. That was wrong. It's KPCC. So if you wrote that down, please make that change. KPCC. On 1240 WIMZ, Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WEZK. 1280 WNPT, Tuscaloosa, Alabama changing to WWPG. On 1390, WDOT Burlington, Vermont changes to WKDR, the call that just left the 1070 station in Plattsburgh. 1430, KSTB Breckenridge, Texas becomes KBIL. On 1440, WBBC Blackstone, Virginia becomes WKLV. 1450, WZLB Rome, New York changing to WFRG. On 1550, WLVX Bloomfield, Connecticut becomes WRDM. 1560, KEYJ Abilene, Texas changing to KBBA. 1590, WSMA Marine City, Michigan becomes WIFN. And on 1600, WQBR Atlantic Beach, Florida changing to WNCM. Taking a look at several applications that are of interest, on 850 KORC Waldport, Oregon applies to move to 820 kilohertz with 1,000 watts day and 100 watts night. And on 1560 WWGM Nashville, Tennessee would like to change their city of license to Gallatin, Tennessee. Moving on to Otherness, a collection of news and views from all around the wonderful world of AM broadcasting. On 560 KVOK, Kodiak, Alaska, this station is silent. While they move their tower to a new location, they're expected to return to the air sometime in June. On 710 WXKB, Smyrna, Tennessee, this on-again, off-again station is once again on the air. By the way, it does not seem to have yet changed calls to the recently requested WZRS. 730 WBBI, Madison, Alabama. We told you about that call letter change. This silent station He is going to be back on the air when a sale is completed. On 830 WGBV, Smyrna, Georgia, the construction permit for this new station that was never built has been canceled, and those call letters are deleted, so there's another one you can scratch out of your log. Speaking of the log, on 860 CHAK, Inuvik Northwest Territories, this station is listed in the log as being on 870 kHz, so make that change to 860. On 890 WBMA, Dedham, Massachusetts, had an application to change their city of license to Wellesley, Massachusetts. That has been dismissed, so the station stays in Dedham. By the way, that's another station that is not yet on the air. 960 WQLE, Kane, Pennsylvania. This station is silent once again. 1010 WCST, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, is silent. 1060 WBMB, West Branch, Michigan. This silent station has new owners who expect to have it back on the air soon. On 1230 KLXR, Redding, California, this silent station has returned to the air. 1240 KRMH, Leadville, Colorado, is silent. Also on 1240 KMCL, McCall, Idaho, according to the station, this silent station should be back on the air by sometime, quote, this summer. They weren't any more specific than that. 1290 KOIL, Omaha, Nebraska. This station was silent due to a transmitter fire. We don't know that it is back on the air yet, but it may very well be. It's kind of interesting to note that the fire occurred the very same day brand new owners took over. Also on 1290 WTNX, Lynchburg, Tennessee. The license of this station has been dismissed, and the call letter is deleted. That's another one you can scratch out of your logbook. 1320 WTSS, Scranton, Pennsylvania, is silent once again. 1330 KTOD, Conway, Arkansas, is silent. 1340 KSKI, Haley, Idaho, the general manager of this station, says the AM station was taken off the air back in the middle of March of 93, and, quote, we returned the license to the FCC at that time. So this station is evidently deleted, another one you can take out of your log. And on 1400 WMCS, Machias, Maine, license renewal for this station was dismissed, and these calls have also been deleted, so scratch it out. 1320 KSKR, Coos Bay, Oregon, this silent station is expected to return to the air once new owners have taken over. 1450 KDMN, Buena Vista, Colorado, is silent. Also on 1450, WPAM, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, is silent. 1490 KMET, Banning, California. This station is silent. Also on 1490 KXRE, Manitou Springs, Colorado. This station is now officially back on the air. Last month we reported they were testing. They are now rebroadcasting KXRU in Pueblo. 1500 KMXO, Merkel, Texas. Another license that has been canceled and the call letters deleted. 1520 WQMA, Marks, Mississippi. This silent station is back on the air. 1560 WBOL, Bolivar, Tennessee. The station is silent. According to the station, they took the AM off the air when their FM began operations over a year ago. And although the AM is still licensed, they have no plans to return it to the air. 1570 WNKX, Centerville, Tennessee, is silent. 1580 WHHM, Henderson, Tennessee, is silent. And a couple on 1590 WHPY, Clayton, North Carolina, is silent. And WMIM, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, is silent. And that about wraps it up for AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in another month with more stuff from the broadcast band. Right now, it's time for Fred to take that big iron crank and go out in the backyard and turn the big audio service satellite dish toward the wonderful state of Minnesota as we all prepare for the arrival of the great Northwoods voice of Mr. John Bowker.
From the United States of America, this is the DX Audio Service.
Oh, I should be playing On the Road Again. That's Willie Nelson's number, you know that, because we're on the road, all right. And son John, as usual, is at my side. He's either entering tapes on the computer or doing one thing or another. John, a couple of months ago, you had a heck of an idea, and that was to alert people to tapes we were missing from, what was it, 1,100?
We were missing six markets out of 35 markets on the 1,100 tape, and So the response that we're getting so far has been phenomenal. Let's try it again. Let's give them another couple of months here, and we'll go for the 1120 spot on your dial. And that's the question. Have you recorded the 1120 spot on your dial in any one of these nine markets? We're looking for Duffield, Virginia. In fact, we had to go to four road atlases before we could find it. That's just outside of Johnson City, Tennessee. We're looking for Wilmington, North Carolina, out on the coast. We're looking for Florence, South Carolina.
And I go right through there on I-95. I can't. They must have had a change of call, is that right?
And on your way from Florida, you went right by Macon, Georgia, and you didn't pick up that station in Gordon. So we're looking for the one in Gordon, Georgia, which is about 15 miles east of Macon.
I taped them, and they didn't give an ID. You buy that?
Not for New York Minute. We're also looking for the radio station out on the panhandle of Florida, which is a long way from I-75, out in the Pensacola market. It's actually the wide spot in the road of Destin, Florida.
Right near Fort Walton Beach. That's a nice little town. No, seriously.
And a station in Tennessee, not too far from here, that we're looking for is in Maryville, Tennessee. That station keeps changing call letters. I mean, it's Tuesday. We have to make sure that we're getting the right one here. That's just outside of the Knoxville market. We're missing Cleburne, Texas, which is about 20 miles south of Fort Worth. Lyman, or do you say Lehman? I'd say Lyman. I don't know. It's at Colorado. It's out in the eastern plains of Colorado. And San Martin, or do you say San Martin, California?
No, San Martin.
San Martin, California, about 20 miles or so south of the Bay Area. So all over the place is where we're missing stations at 1120.
So if you'll send those to John Bowker, P.O. Box 1279, Valparaiso, Indiana, V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana, and that's 46384. We'll be sure to include them when we come to do the 1120 tape here in a few months. But you got to get them into us because there is some processing time. Okay, 1080 on your dial. Boy, do we have some fun with this one because I have not only had a lot to do with WTIC in Hartford, but, what do you say we just go right ahead with the travelogue this month? 1080 it is, and we'll start in the great Northeast.
Toll free from wherever you are. Those on the line, hang in there, and we'll give you a chance right after Ms. Martin, or Mrs. Martin, as the case is, in her case, the Secretary of Labor, right after the news. Hope you're enjoying the holiday, and thank you for spending it with us here. Michael Harrison, WTIC AM 1080.
WTIC Hartford, where news always comes first. WTIC AM 1080 News, here's Angela Dias.
While Bill Clinton invokes Harry Truman and independence...
How many of you realize that that four-tone time signal WTIC uses was adopted during World War II because of the Winston Churchill V for Victory symbol? Winston Churchill used the Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and of course the number 5 is the letter V in Roman numerals, and the Morse code is dit-dit-dit-da. That's why WTIC used those pitched tones to go along with the Fifth Symphony as the V for Victory symbol during World War II. You didn't know that and you didn't care. All right, fine. Oh, Camille Petreca recorded that for us. Thanks, Camille. A couple of 3, 4, 5 months ago, wasn't it? We go across the Hudson River at this point, and Mark Strickert picked up this one. If you were the program director of WUFO, what would you do over in Amherst, New York?
WUFO, Amherst Buffalo,
the mothership enterprise for Western New York, taking you on an Earth tour in the summer of 77.
Oh boy, you know, Captain Kirk, where are you when we need you? If we were in Arkansas with a 50,000-watt station, I would expect to hear a jingle like this next one, but this comes from Pittsburgh. Come on, you guys. KDKA, you came up with that first. Why did you come up with this at 1080, though? Isn't that an awful jingle out of a major city like Pittsburgh? We'll go to Sydney, Ohio, 1080 on the dial, WMVR.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Eaves with the news, the service of Hole Hunter Golf in Troy.
And we're going to be hearing that same jingle again from Valparaiso, Indiana on the 1080 tape. So what can you do? Okay, up into Michigan. We're staying north a long time this month, aren't we? This is Owosso, Michigan.
Owosso, partly sunny sky.
Oh, we went under a bridge just as we were recording that one. You could tell, couldn't you? Down into Virginia. Chatham, Virginia, please.
From the album Focus on Glory, that selection was entitled Trust Him. You're listening to WKBY, 1080 AM in Chatham. It's exactly 4 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. It's time now to take a look at our weather outlook. And this portion of weather is being brought to you by PMI Business Forms.
Okay. We used to travel down Interstate 95 going from New Jersey, where we used to live, down into Florida just for the, you know, a week's vacation or something, right through Walterboro, South Carolina. WALT had a nice signal. And then they changed, I guess, management or something to WPOG. And, well, here's WPOG. What can I tell you?
$65 million. That's news. Carolyn Powell reporting on the South Carolina Network.
Is your club, church, civic group, or nonprofit organization planning an event of community interest? If you'd like to have it announced over the air free of charge, then send it on a postcard to WPOG AM 1080, P.O. Box 1397, Walterboro, South Carolina, 29488. Once again, that's WPOG AM 1080, P.O. Box 1397, Walterboro, South Carolina, 29488.
WPOG AM 1080, your national gospel concert station.
We're WPOG AM 1080, the power of gospel, the station that plays more gospel music. And it's 12 noon, and once again, it's time for the midday countdown.
Okay, and then they turn their microphone volume up just a little bit louder when they change to WRIT, and this is what you get.
Tune to WRIT for the Reverend Robert Edward and the Samuel Baptist Church every first and third Sundays right here on WRIT 1080 AM in Walterboro.
Isn't that about the worst sound you ever heard on a radio station? Holy mackerel. That was recorded in January 1993 by me on brand new equipment right off Christmas, I can tell you. Now, let's go into Marietta, Georgia, just to the southwest it would be of Walterboro.
Currently under cloudy skies, it's 85 degrees at Marietta's WVIE. It's 610, and this is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And with patience, they change their call letters to
That's Israel's Hope, Come Let Us Go Up on AM 1080 WFTD. Marietta, Atlanta. Good afternoon. The time is 1 o'clock. UPI Radio News is up next.
UPI Radio News. I'm Shirley Smith. Rescuers in Plymouth, Nova Scotia say that they are within 75 yards now of the miners who were trapped last Saturday by an explosion.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And as I recall, they didn't get one of them out either. Let's go into the Sunshine State. Relax and smile from Kissimmee, Florida.
Angelina, goodbye.
With twice the power of most Central Florida AM radio stations and 25 years of genuine country music for all of Central Florida, this is WFIV, Kissimmee, Orlando.
USA Radio Network News. This is Therese Arena. A great baseball broadcaster has passed away. USA's Tom Block reports.
Legendary sportscaster Red Barber died today in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, boy. That's right. And they had hum on their satellite signal. What can I tell you? We'll go down the Atlantic coast, staying in Florida. Here's another biggie, WVCG. Listen to this, about the most involved station break we have on tape, I swear.
You're listening to South Florida's Caribbean Authority.
WVCG, AM 1080, Coral Gables, Miami, and the Caribbean.
Wake me up each morning with Eddie Edwards and Ron Burke, the musical messiah and the crazy one. They wake me nice and easy to get me going.
With that rooster, nice and easy?
And hits from the past. Traffic news and fun. Lots of fun. Each weekday morning and Saturday at 3 on WVCG. I love them.
It's such a really, really experience.
Oh, you got to get rid of that rooster before I'm going to listen to WVCG in the morning, I'll tell you. Okay, time for a hoedown. From way up north, right? Well, North Florida.
WJST, WJOE, Fort St. Joe, Panama City.
And then they went into the news. I must admit I was having some difficulty recording them from as far away as I was, about 45 miles using a select antenna. Most amazing thing I think I've ever owned in my whole life. Okay, we'll go into Alabama now on our way north and west.
I'm Gary Nahn, a rosy outlook for a new...
Wait a minute, that's still Port St. Joe. Come on, baby.
Get a free loop, oil, and filter. All Goodyear tires are on sale at Clam Bumper to Bumper, Highway 72, Athens.
WKAC, Athens.
Athens, Alabama.
Christmas Station, WKKE, St. Paul's, Fayetteville, Lumberton.
Fred, I'm looking at my elapsed time indicator, and it says my time is all up for this month. What can I say? Hey, I had a good time visiting with Mike Dukin this month at his 100,000-watt FM paint burner there in the middle of Wisconsin. Listen to you all the way north up into Superior that same day. Mike had a good time doing so. Okay, everybody, we're going to look forward to the Enfield convention. We'll mention that more next month because that's only a month away, but we got great things planned for that, and I know Ron Musco's putting together quite a program. So, let's see, Fred. We'll finish up the 1080 tape next month, and we'll see you all then. Bye-bye for now.
Sports Radio 66.
Hello again, everyone. Ken Anischuk, DX Audio Service here with another sports update. And I'm pleased to bring you the Arena Football League radio and some TV lineup that I've been able to learn. And here's what's available. The Detroit Drive are not broadcast, unfortunately, though they have the best record in the league. The Arizona Rattlers, based in Phoenix, are broadcast on 620 KTAR. The Dallas Texans have both radio and TV coverage. 1190 KGBS will do radio, and Channel 39 will do TV there. The Cleveland Thunderbolts are broadcast on 1300 WERE, and the Cincinnati Rockers on 1360 WSAI. And the other division named, the Charlotte Rage, are broadcast on 610 WAQS, the Orlando Predators on 540 WGTO, and the Miami Hooters 940 WINZ, and the other teams that were unavailable, the Tampa Bay Storm and the Albany, New York Firebirds. And if I learn anything more in the next month or two, I'll pass along, because I do know the National Football League will be coming up in August, and I'll be prepared for that one. So, and any other information comes by me in the next month, I'll send it right to Fred, and he'll put it right on tape for you. And I'm always looking forward every month to fresh information on sports as I find it. Okay, that's it for now, and by next time I'll be talking to you. Hopefully the Chicago Bulls will be world champs. I love that team. Take care, friends. Talk to you again soon.
And let's take a look at a few things here on the DX Audio Service line here. We've got a schedule here from HCJB. We also have some information on After Dark right here on the DX Audio Service.
Here's 630 WMAL, Washington.
Let's check out the news from the Publication Center of the National Radio Club up in Mansfield, New York, and fill you in on what's going on. Ken Chatterton informs us that After Dark Number 2 and After Dark Number 3 are still available if you're interested in picking up those issues. They are a four-cassette package of C90 cassettes with oodles of information on them. I wonder what an oodle is. And you can still pick those up for $9.50 from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. After Dark Number 4, we're still into production on that. I basically went back and listened to a lot of what we had recorded and thought to myself, some of that material was kind of lame, so we basically erased it and we're starting a lot of the stuff from scratch, putting on some stuff that I think that's going to be a lot more interesting, and we're working on some interviews with some different people, and I think it's going to work out a lot nicer. Get a little bit more, how they say, punch into it, so to speak. After Dark Number 1 was put out well over a year ago, and contrary to popular belief, yes, it is still available if you'd like to get a copy of it. However, here is the one proviso. It's a NLS format cassette. That's 15/16 inches per second. So if you have the player to be able to play the slower speed cassette, you can still order that for $3 from the National Radio Club's Publication Center. And if you still would like to get a copy of that, but you only have the standard speed cassette, why don't you let Ken Chatterton know? If we get enough people interested in making it available at a standard speed, what we'll do is we'll make a special production run of them, and they will be $5 for the two cassettes, because obviously we have, when we bump it up to a faster speed, it's going to require more tape. So it will take up two C90 cassettes for $5. Now, if you'd like to write to Ken Chatterton and voice your opinion, let him know. His address is simply the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661, USA. And speaking of to the USA, we received a letter from Mr. Ken McCarg at HCJB Radio, the voice of the Andes. And Ken writes to us with some information concerning the broadcast schedule for the DX Party Line. If you're a shortwave enthusiast, you know that it's a very, very well put together program. Very popular with a lot of DXers. If you're not into shortwave and you do have a shortwave radio, write some of this information down, because this is where you can find Mr. Ken McCarg and the DX Party Line. Saturday at 0730 UTC, they broadcast to Europe on the frequencies of 15270 and 11730. Also on Saturday at 0730 to the South Pacific on 9745 and 11925. And just as a note, the 9745 does come in very well here in Lima, Ohio. So if you're in the eastern coast of the United States, try 9745 at 0730 UTC Saturday. Also on Saturday at 1900 UTC to Europe, and the feeds are on 17790, 21480, 15270, 21455, and 17490. Also on Saturday at 2030 UTC, they broadcast on 21455 in sideband. So if you have a BFO on your radio or upper or lower sideband capabilities, you can listen to that feed and hear it very well. On Sunday at 030 UTC, also at 0230 UTC on the following frequencies, 9745, 15155, 21455, and 17490. And the 9745 comes in the best here in West Central Ohio, followed by the 15155 if I put it up on my tribander out back in the ham shack. on Sunday to North America on 11.925 and 21.455 at 05.30 UTC. And by the way, all broadcasts that I have mentioned, including the one, of course, on Saturday in sideband, are heard on sideband on 21.455. So if you don't have a chance of hearing some of those feeds that I had mentioned, try the 21.455 in sideband. You might be able to hear it a little bit better. It tends to punch through the noise just a tad better than normal AM. Not that I'm knocking AM at all, but it just happens to do that. And if you write to HCJB and to Ken McHarg, be sure to tell them that you heard about it right here on the DX Audio Service. At the top of the hour, let's switch right over to the Jingle Jungle Contest and see if anyone can get the answer to this. Remember, we're doing some mathematical adding, subtracting, multiplying, division, and what you got to do is take the frequencies of the stations and be able to come up with a answer, plus be able to tell us all the different stations and all the different frequencies. So let's get to it.
Spend your weekend under the big top with the Grand Carnival of Fun. WBSR 1450.
And add to that the following frequency.
KKR Seattle, Channel 95.
Subtract.
Famous 56 WFIL. Toss it down.
Add to it.
1480 All American Style.
Frequency of this station.
WKYC Radio 11.
Now divide by this ex-Cleveland call sign.
1220 WGAR.
And add
WKRC Radio 55.
That isn't too hard, is it? It's a lot easier if you have a calculator, believe me. But take the station's call sign and their frequency and put them in a nice little column and then do exactly what I say to do with the frequencies and add them all up, subtract them, multiply them, whatever, and give me a final answer. That's what we're going for, the call signs and the frequencies of each station, and then whatever the answer is after you work it out mathematically per my instructions on the jingles. Give your answers on a card or a letter to us and send them to the DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, Ohio, LIMA 45802-5031.